Lakers over the Toronto Raptors, 110-101, the final score. Lakers now 32-19 on the season. We just got a chance to listen to Marc Gasol give his thoughts. You know, I got to be honest, that's a player that I talked about this with Michael plenty of different times. You know, rooting for the guy. Hopefully he accepts his role and understands the opportunity he has to win an NBA championship. He came up big for the Lakers. Caruso was big for the Lakers. Seven guys scoring double figures for the Lakers. And when I start off the postgame show saying, who cares how the Lakers get a W? It doesn't matter. I don't care who's on the opposing team and what they look like. I don't care. It means nothing to me, and I'm sure it means nothing to Laker fans, because you're so short-handed and you got role players playing big key minutes that you're asked to almost be franchise players until LeBron, Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond come back. So it's a good win for the Lakers. It keeps them just ahead of the Portland Trail Blazers. And here's the reality. By the time the dust settles, okay, maybe the Lakers are sitting in sixth seed or seventh seed or something along those lines. But wins like this are key. Wins like this are important. Wins are like this, you feel, you could tell that this is important for some of these Lakers role players. All right, phone number is 877-710-ESPN. If you guys got some thoughts on this win against the Raptors, feel free to start calling in now. We'll try to get to your calls. I gotta hear from Montrezl Harrell. So Montrezl Harrell plays 2 minutes in this game, and it's amazing the Lakers have seven guys score in double figures. They get 110 points, and they do all this with Montrezl only playing 2 minutes. Let's get his explanation, his understanding, and then also, you know, what he saw in this game from the locker room. Not surprising, Montrezl Harrell was the first one to give his post-game interview. He had plenty of time in the back there. Here's Montrezl Harrell on the Lakers' 110-101 win over the Toronto Raptors.
An explanation on the court there from the officials after the ejection?
Nah, I didn't. I don't even think they really knew who was ejected at first, because when it first came out, they said it was Dennis, and when they came out to talk, it was me. So, nah, I really didn't get any explanation.
Yeah, so how do you process that, right, as you have to run out to the locker room?
I don't see anything wrong. I did. My teammate committed a foul. He held the guy up. So he didn't hurt himself, and the guy reacted by sweeping his leg from up under him and dropping him. That's uncalled for. And I went over there to defend my teammates just like I would do any other time, just like I would do any other player, or if it was to happen over again, man. That's not the way you do things, man. Like, he literally grabbed his leg and you know, dropped him right on his back, and this man just held you from, you know, taking a big fall. He knew he was going to foul you and everything, so. It's wrong. You know, I don't really think I did anything wrong to be ejected, but it is what it is.
And then just wondering, so back in the locker room, did you get to just watch the game on a monitor and wonder that what that was like for you, you know, knowing you couldn't go back in and help, but obviously they played pretty well?
I definitely watched it on the TV in the locker room, and you know, it was cool. You know, it didn't change any you know, momentum that we have. I mean, my teammates went out there and, you know, applied pressure to them even more. And, you know, we let our game talk for us on the court.
All right. Dan?
Hey, Trez. Is it fair to say your kind of gripe was with Anunoby? It seemed like there were some other guys that eventually got involved in everything that happened over there, but it was mostly just what happened with Anunoby.
And my beef was with anybody who didn't have a Lakers jersey on, man. That's what my beef was with. Simple as that. Like, my teammate was sweep from off his feet, one-legged, out the holding somebody up and dropping his back. So my beef was with anybody who wasn't wearing a white jersey.
Dave?
Trez, when you threw up the deuces on the way out the tunnel, who's that for? The refs, teammates, fans? Who's that directed at?
This was our first time having fans, man. So I think the fans did a great job of reacting to what I did leaving out of the arena. So I guess to them, they enjoyed it. I got cheers from it. And like I said, I didn't do anything wrong. I was defending my teammate who was, you know, doing something right by helping another player on him not hurting himself. And, you know, then you know, super defenseless player after he just helped you up. So, I mean, is we just going to keep talking about this all night? My answer's not going to change. So, I mean, I don't really have nothing to give y'all from the game. So, I think my team did great. I think we shot the ball great. We got open threes and moved the ball around, shared the ball well, and we played a great game plan. I don't really have much more to tell y'all than what y'all already know. So,
tell them, Montrezl Harrell. Let them know. Montrezl Harrell, by the way, I love that quote. His beef was with anybody not wearing a Lakers jersey. He's the type of player that you want on your team. He's the type of player that if he's not on your team, you're probably not that crazy about. But, you know, the reason why I wanted to play that, first of all, I didn't understand why he got thrown out of the game. But the Lakers performed so well, even in a game where Montrez, we all know how key Montrez is to the Lakers, 110-101, you beat the Raptors by 9. You heard him say towards the end, Lakers were flowing no matter what, but he had his teammates back. And that's, you know, I had a caller a couple post-game shows ago say that the Lakers have no dogs. They don't have any players on there that – you know, want to kind of grind out games. And, you know, I named off a couple of players. Montrez was one of them. I think I said KCP, Alex Caruso. I'm like, what do you mean we don't have dogs? Are you watching who's on this roster? And the point that the caller was trying to make was that you don't have Rondo anymore. You don't have Dwight Howard. Listen, I don't know how each one of these players are going to perform come postseason, but Montrez, a player you certainly want on your team. And I love how he had his teammates back. Let's put it that way. Lakers made a move here. Earlier today, they filled out the rest of their roster. So they signed Ben McLemore. Released an official statement on it. Laker fans have been talking about this for a little while now, talking about how Lakers need another shooter. Shot 40% from three last year with the Rockets. Averaged about 10 points per game. We'll see how he does. You know, he's not a big guy. He's not going to be your 3-and-D guy. He's more of a, you know, obviously a guard, a shooting guard. But it's another addition to the Lakers. You got a deep, deep roster, and everybody's going to be fighting for minutes when we get into the rest of the season and in the postseason. All right, we come back. We'll get a chance here from Alex Caruso. We'll take some of your phone calls. We got the defensive play of the game, all that coming up next. Lakers over the Raptors. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back comes Toronto the other way. Stanley Johnson's got it. It goes off the foot of Flynn. Picked up by a diving Caruso. Backwards to Kaycock. Lays it up and in. The Lakers going crazy in Tampa. They lead by 22. 52-30.
What a great call from John Ireland. Lakers over the Raptors 110-101. Defense to offense for the Lakers. They end up with 8 steals and 7 block shots. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Let's take a couple quick phone calls here, and then we'll get a chance to hear from Alex Caruso. Let's start with Solomon in Lake Balboa. What's going on, Solomon?
Hey, Alan, I'm good, and I'm glad you made that comment about Trez. That is a dog, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I love his attitude, and I love his style of play. And, yes, you want a guy like that on your team. That said, tonight, Doc Rivers, it's a take-shot, make-shot league. And when the Lakers are consistent and they make their shots, good things happen. Doesn't matter that Toronto was injured. You still got to make your shot. And so if this team can be a little bit more consistent like this offensively, I don't think defense is the problem. And the Lakers get healthy, you know, LeBron and AD and Drummond back. I don't think Brooklyn can beat them. No, not when they're supporting cast plays like they played tonight.
Solomon, appreciate you calling in. I'll say this too: it's not even like the Lakers have to shoot 50% from the field and 45% from three. Just be reasonable. Just have games where it's not awful shooting. If you already don't have your stars and you know, you obviously struggle from the field, you got no shot of being any of these elite teams. And we know that. By the way, it doesn't even have to be elite teams. It could be average teams a couple games over 500. If they could just be somewhat decent, be middle of the pack, have from a three-point shooting perspective, don't have a night where you're shooting 20%. You don't need to have a night where you're shooting 50%. Can you be around 38% or so, something along those lines? At least gives them a chance. One more quick call here. Joe in the Inland Empire. What's going on, Joe? You there, Joe? All right, well, let's go to Alex Caruso. I want to hear, you know, it's funny because Caruso, he's had some games where he's been okay. He's had some games where, I would say he hasn't been the most consistent player as of late. Caruso tonight, 13 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. I love that balance from Alex Caruso. Did a little bit of everything. Here's AC on the Lakers' 9-point win over the Toronto Raptors.
Hey, Alex, the threes certainly jump off the stat sheet, but what was the defensive pressure that you guys put on them like tonight? Where did that energy come from, and what were you guys executing well on that side of the court?
We just try to carry over from what we watched on film from last game. Clippers kind of did that to us, and we weren't, whether it was early game or us just not coming out ready to play. Just playing, with a disposition, a team energy, team will of getting stops, playing physical, and sharing the ball. And, we came out and I thought we did a really good job of that to start the game and then carried it through for the win.
And then going back to the threes, do you think three-point shooting is contagious? That there have been kind of the Sacramento game, right? You make them all game, same thing this one. Clipper game, it seems like nothing's going to fall. What is it that you guys can do to create those threes even on a night where you're not hitting? How does that all put together for you from three-point shooting?
Yeah, I don't think it's makes or contagious, but I think, ball movement, ball energy makes three-point makes contagious. We're just creating great shots. We got extra passes. We're getting to the paint, spraying out to open guys, and depending on who's helping. We're just making good decisions for our teammates. And when you make plays for others, it's a little easier to shoot it, and usually they go in more.
Kyle.
Hey, Alex. Kyle or Kuzma said after the Clippers game that he wanted to see Talen make plays for others a little more. And Talen had 6 assists tonight. How does that change the whole offense when Talen is kind of looking for others and making passes?
I don't even think it's just Talen, but speaking on Talen, he just has such a great ability to get downhill and get to the paint, right? He has such great body control and strength for his age. And then he has long arms to be able to get in there and finish when he needs to. But, that's just part of his development. He's been such a natural scorer and natural ball handler getting to the rim that it's just part of his growth, and playing in the league. You realize what you can do and what you can get away with. And game by game, he's doing a great job of trying to figure that out. I think tonight just, shows the growth that he's making.
Bill?
Hey, Alex, I'm wondering what kind of lesson you think could be learned from the way Mark has responded to the last week and the addition of Drummond and then the way he's been able to contribute over these last few games with Andre Al.
He's a pro, man. He's been in this league for a number of years. He's a selfless guy, great teammate. That's part of the reason. I mean, everybody on the team is on this team for that reason. We know they're going to be great teammates. We know that the end goal is to win championships, and there's different looks for our team that are better. Some of these games, being able to stretch the fives out has been an advantage for us. So Mark's been valuable in that that respect. And then, just getting him involved. Like I said earlier, the more we hop the ball around, Mark is such a great passer, has such great IQ for the game, that when we kind of play this way, I think it benefits him as well as the rest of the team.
All right, that's Alex Caruso right there. Good performance from AC. Good performance by the Lakers overall. 110-101 over the Raptors. When we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Stay with us. Lakers now 32-19 on the season. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Lakers over the Toronto Raptors, 110-101, the final score. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how, locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint, 34-52. Actually, Lakers lose the battle. Points in the Paint, Raptors outscore them by 18. Lakers dominate from the 3-point line, plus 39 from the 3-point line. And 110-101, the final score. Before we get to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, I just want to point out one thing. So we keep looking here. This is one of the things that happens after every game. You get to this point of the season. You start paying attention to the NBA standings. Lakers 32-19. So where does that put them? They're a game in front of the Blazers, and they are now they're tied technically with the Denver Nuggets. So we'll see if this continues. for Laker fans out there, you're pretty much rooting for the entire Western Conference to keep losing. Unfortunately, teams like the Jazz and the Suns, that's not happening. But the teams behind them, the Blazers, the Mavericks, the Memphis Grizzlies now just moved to eighth spot. San Antonio falls after losing three games in a row. So it just kind of gives you an idea of where the Lakers are as far as the NBA standings. All right, let's take a listen to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel, get his thoughts on tonight's performance, 110-101 over the Toronto Raptors.
Hey, Frank, I want to start with the defense tonight. What when you guys are flying around at that level, what are the things that you look to first? Like, what are the indicators of defense being effective like that?
Disposition. How mad are we? Got embarrassed on Sunday against the Clippers. We were all on a long flight, angry about how that game went. And our mindset was to take it out on the Raptors, and we did. Both with great ball movement and an angry, nasty defensive disposition. We executed our coverages with a high level of focus and detail, and we brought a great disposition, great defensive disposition to the game.
Frank, Caruso was talking about the three-point looks, it's more about shot quality, and you've preached that, I know, all year. How do you square that at the same time as having a lot of turnovers? And do those, like, how do you have both good ball movement and then also a lot of turnovers? And how did that play out today?
Yeah, I mean, we had too many turnovers, but a lot of that was because they got down 30 and started junking the game up. You know, full court pressure, zones and switchings and traps in half court. We didn't always handle it, as well as we needed to. But, you're going to get buckets or they're going to force turnovers in that type of environment. So when a team junks it up, it might have a higher turnover rate than normal. But, I was happy with how we moved the basketball, hunted high-quality shots, didn't settle for mid-range, and as a result, we got hot from behind the arc.
And that's from one for me quick. Just your thoughts on Mark continuing his play, Marc Gasol?
Yeah, he's been great. Like I said, his job is to facilitate offensively and, to give us perimeter shooting and be a great screener. And he was all three of those tonight. And then, obviously, he's an elite defensive center. So, he had a great two-way performance tonight.
Dave?
Frank, staying on Mark. So he scores the season high in points, ties the season high in bounce, ties the season high in blocks. And before the game, you said you're hopeful you have Drummond next game against Miami. Does this give you something to ponder when it comes to your starting lineup against the Heat?
No. We're going to start Andre. That's what we signed him here for. We feel like, first of all, we need to get him a ton of minutes to get him acclimated in our system with only X amount of games before the playoffs. And, he'll be our starter. But like I said, we said this from the whole time through. We need all three of those guys, and all three of them are really good players. They're going to help us win a championship. So, but no, it doesn't change that.
Kyle.
Hey, Frank, allow me to be the first to ask you post-game about Ben McLemore and what he brings to the group and maybe if anything about your series against Houston last year informed your experience with Ben.
Allie, can I comment on that? It's official.
It is official, yes.
Yeah, well, he's a guy that we had to know where he was at all times in that Houston series because he's such an elite shooter. And, like I said, we're trying to win a championship here. So as much firepower as we can get, as many weapons as we can get, we're going to try to get. And, Ben, instantly elevates our ability to knock down threes on the backside when double teams come and to play the drive and kick game that the modern NBA is made on. So we're thrilled about his addition and looking forward to getting him into some minutes and into our program.
Last two questions, Dan.
Hey, Frank. Two quick ones. Alex's sort of effort. Intent, you talked about disposition and stuff like that. I think he's a guy who hit the floor for two or three different loose balls in that game. I guess what does that bring to your group when you've got a guy selling out like that, first of all?
That's what we ask of our entire team. We want to be first to 50-50 balls. We want to dive on the floor. We want to be the team that's playing harder than our opponent every night.
It's a number one habit that you establish during the regular season, and it becomes instinctual as the playoffs come around. You don't have to flip a switch or elevate your play. Okay, we always play that hard. And, you know, Alex is just one of those guys that's how he plays no matter what the situation is. You know, that's why we love Alex. That's why Alex has helped us win the championship last year. So, you know, definitely elevates the group when you see a guy hustle and playing as hard as that. But it's what we demand of our whole group.
And then do you know when Ben will join you guys? Is the plan to have him for Thursday?
From what I understand, I mean, we still have to clear some things, but he's going to join us in Miami tonight. And, you know, we won't have practice tomorrow, but he'll be available to, you know, providing the testing goes as scheduled. He's been testing, and he should be able to join us right away.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Let's do this when we come back. Spend a little time on this Ben McLemore, and I hit on it for a quick second. How are the Lakers going to figure out and balance playing time the rest of the way when everybody gets healthy? To be honest, it's a great problem to have. We've talked a little bit about it because of Gasol. What does it mean if Ben McLemore starts hitting some shots? Who, you know, loses some minutes in the rotation? We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. You're listening to the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Lakers over the Raptors, 110-101 on 710 ESPN. Man, you hear LeBron and Anthony Davis's voice, right? When are they coming back? When are the Lakers going to be fully healthy? Hopefully sooner than later. Lakers over the Raptors, 110-101, the final score. I did mention Ben McLemore is now officially a Los Angeles Laker. So, Laker fans, listen to this. Listen to the, I'm going to call it the luxury that the Lakers have for now. Of course, everybody knows there's no surprises out there. You got to have LeBron James. You got to have Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond. All these guys are going to be so key. And we may get Andre Drummond back on Thursday. At least the way Coach made it sound like that could be you know, a high probability, but we know it's going to be within the next few games. But just listen to all these names that the Lakers have. When they're healthy, when everybody's on this, everybody's back here, and hopefully it's sooner than later, you'll have Dennis Schroeder, KCP, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Andre Drummond starting. Coming off the bench, I'm going to go in what I think is the most important players coming off the bench, and you can rank them however you want to. Montrezl Harrell. Kuzma will be coming off the bench. Caruso, THT. Markieff Morris will be coming off the bench. Wesley Matthews, Marc Gasol. Now you can add Ben McLemore. That's 13 players for the Lakers that they could go to and at any time can get, obviously, rotational minutes. The reason why I bring that up, you know, one of the things I loved about the roster last season, I thought Rob Pelinka did such a great job putting the Lakers in a position where they can play several different ways. They can play, of course, LeBron, Anthony Davis, that's going to be your foundation, but they can play several different ways. If they want AD to be the five because Jokic is the five for the Denver Nuggets and they're going to play kind of a smaller ball lineup, they can do that. If they need to go big, they have that opportunity now with Marc Gasol, Andre Drummond. There's 2 7-footers or 6'11 guys that you have on your roster if you want Anthony Davis to go play the four. If you want to go fast pace, if you want to go more guards, Lakers have literally everything to counter whatever another team does. And that always kind of has stood out to me because when we watch teams right now, most of them only excel in one style of basketball. That's not the case for the Lakers. Lakers can excel in so many different ways, and they can match up to what Portland's strengths are, and they can match up to what the Clippers' strengths are, but they also have their own strengths. They have multiple strengths doing it. That's what's going to be exciting when we get that opportunity to see the Lakers when they're fully healthy. Now, you know, I know this has been part of the conversation. I mentioned this to Michael in the pregame show. Ideally, you don't want the Lakers to fall back in that play-in tournament. The next 9 games for the Lakers, by the way, are against playoff teams. So that's why I'm mentioning the play-in tournament. I'm mentioning it. You know, some Laker fans might be out there and say, oh, wait, look at the standings. Lakers are in fifth. In order for them to fall back, they're three games in front of the Dallas Mavericks. In order for them to fall back to that 7th seed and be in the play-in tournament. But the matchups that you got coming up, Miami on Thursday, that's a playoff team. Brooklyn on, you know, obviously on Saturday, that's more than a playoff team. That's some say the favorites. Some say the only two teams that have the best shot of winning a championship are the Lakers and are the Jazz. Or I'm sorry, the Brooklyn Nets. Then you got New York and Charlotte. Boston, Utah twice, Dallas twice. The next 9 games for the Lakers are against playoff teams. And without LeBron James and Anthony Davis, of course, any one of those games can be a loss. That's why I was excited about a game like tonight against Toronto. It felt good getting that win against the Sacramento Kings. And it's not ironic that it's not a coincidence that the two wins that the Lakers had, they shot really well. And the losses that they had against Milwaukee or had against the Clippers, they shot awful, very poorly. So with all that in mind, yes, the Lakers can potentially fall into that play-in tournament. The way the play-in tournament works, just to give everybody, ESPN had a really good article that kind of explained everything, because it's different from the way it was in the Orlando bubble. The way the play-in tournament works, 7 seed will play the 8th seed. 9th seed will play the 10th seed. Winner of 7 and 8 has the 7th slot in the playoffs. Winner of 9 and 10 will play the loser of 7 and 8, and then that, you know, 9 or 10, whoever comes out of that, and the number 8 seed or the team that lost in the 7-8, they'll play for the final number 8 seed. So it's not, you know, Michael was saying today, he said, all we need is, I predict Lakers will go 16-5 in the playoffs if they're healthy. And I told Michael, I said, Michael, they might be in one of those playing games. You might have to win 17 games. But of course, you know, the way we look at this Lakers roster, it's great to see a number of guys like tonight, 7 guys scoring double figures. I think this, you know, in a weird way, I think this could be very beneficial for the Lakers when it's all said and done. You've had Anthony Davis getting a ton of rest. You're having LeBron James, the best player in the world, still at age 36, getting a ton of rest. Andre Drummond is eventually going to come back for the Lakers. He's already well-rested. Remember, he hadn't played since February 12th with the Cavs and then finally made his return. So you have a number of guys that will be fresh and they'll be ready. And when I say I think this could be a good thing when it's all said and done, part of me is not talking about just the stars, even the role players, to gain their confidence. Let's get KCP going. Let's get THT going. Trudell put out a tweet right after the game talking, or maybe it was during the game, how the last 3 games for Talen Horton-Tucker, how productive he's been. Markieff Morris seems like he's in a groove. Marc Gasol, I don't know what they're going to be asking Marc Gasol to do once Drummond comes back, but tonight 13-9 and 5 assists plus 4 block shots. These are the type of team wins, team performances that you're looking for. So that's where we are with the Lakers. All right, 32-19 on the season. Okay, Laker fans, here's what we got going on. Tomorrow, I got Lakers Talk 7 to 9 p.m., but coming up next, Travis and Sliwa show. So we got Travis and I will go till 9 o'clock. So we got a lot of stuff that we want to get into. Obviously, we'll talk about how the Lakers are doing, the Dodgers' hot start. So we got a few things that we're going to get into. So just a reminder, as soon as we're done here, don't go anywhere. The Travis and the Sliwa show are coming up next, and then Lakers Talk coming up tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. Lakers over the Toronto Raptors, 110 to 101 the final score. Great performances, 7 guys in double figures, even though the referees for some reason thought they're going to throw out Montrezl Harrell 2 minutes into his performance. Next game for the Lakers, Thursday afternoon versus the Miami Heat. Pregame coverage on 710 ESPN will begin at 3. Tip-off will be set for 4:30. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm Alan Sliwa. Travis and Sliwa show coming up next. This is the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.